Chaydish, Rav Simcha Buna from Shishcha has a Torah on Rosh Chaydish. He asks, what's the inyan of halal on Rosh Chaydish? He says, after all, it's only a minhag. So he says, based on a medrash in Parshas Pekudei, the medrash says that Moshe came to Bezalel and he saw that they had more than what they asked for, that a lot was doing. He did much more than what was needed for the Mishkan. So Moshe presented this problem to Hashem, and he said, Ribon Ha'ilamim, he says, we have too much already for the Mishkan. What should we do? So Hashem said, take the extra and make the Mishkan out of the extra stuff. So all the Mefarshim are bothered by this. It's too much, and dafka, that which is too much, Hashem says, that's exactly what I was looking for. So Rabbunim says as follows. He says, there are some people that they give because they have to give. And then once the amount has been reached, then they stop. And then there are those people that, even after they've accomplished what they needed to accomplish, he writes, Liban boyer lasas or, their heart is still on fire and they want to do more. It's like in these charity campaigns, they have those bonus rounds, you know? It's going in the bonus round, and everybody's all excited. This is the bonus round juice. So Rabbunim said as follows, V'hamalocha ha'isadayim, when there was already enough, V'hoyser, now there was too much, this Tosefes Nedava was chaviva lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyser mikol ha'nedava. He says that this amount, the extra, the Tosefes, was very chaviv to Hashem, more than everything which was given before. Because it wasn't something that Hashem had asked for. It was from Ahava Mufshatas. It was just from an explosion of their Ahava. That's why Hashem says, go and take that. That is more Chaviv to me, and that's what I want the Beis HaMikdash to be made out of. So every day, says Rabbunim, we make a bracha in Yishtabach. We say, HaBochi V'Shirei Zimra. That you choose Shirei Zimra. The Mefarshim are bothered by the repetition. Shirei Zimra. There's Shirim, and then there's Zimras. So the Tzaddikim say, and this is how Rabbunim touched it as well, Shirei is a lashon shirayim, like the leftovers, the remnants of Shira. He says, that which the lev is still hoimet to say Zmiras v'Tishbacho is more than what was already said. The yoiser, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is most precious to me. And he says, so too, this is the inyan of Halon Rosh Chodesh. Hashem didn't ask for a Halon Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't come b'tzivoy. He says, we offer that Halot to Hashem Yisbarach because we are going the extra mile, because we want to offer these shirim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the shirei zimmer which we give. And he says, therefore, it's chaviv l'fnei hamelech yoser. He goes on to explain that this is only because, certainly because, that Rosh Chodesh is like the yontiv of David HaMelech. That the Gemara says that the simin of Rosh Chodesh is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The Tzaddikim point out, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim is gematria Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, it's a yontiv which is particular to the Shirei Zimra, to the Shirayim of Shira. Whereas all the other Yomim Tovim, there's a chiv to say Hallel. This is called the Shirei Zimra, of which David HaMelech says, Ashira l'ashem l'chayai azamer l'lekai ba'oidi. That little bit of oid. Of that, Yerav alai sicha anechi esmach b'Hashem. That it offers a special Yerav alai to Hashem Yisbarach. The oidis of the Shirei Zimra of Klal Yisrael. So it's very interesting. Just to be masbir this a little bit, we know that there's no chiyav aliyah l'regel on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippurim, and even Rosh Chodesh, which is like a mixas yantiv. Chazal learned it out from a pasuk of Yom Simchaschem, Eid Rosh Chodeshim. That even Rosh Chodesh has a ha'ara of a simcha, but you wouldn't say that there's a chiyav to be oil l'regel. Of course not. So what's the Emek HaInyan? So the truth is, when we take a look at the Inyan of Shira and the centrality of Shira to the role of a Jew in his everyday Avodah and just in the entire year. So we know that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. But Chazal tell us that really the real Beis HaMikdash in its essence was built by David HaMelech. That's why we say, Mizmu Shir Chanukah Sabayis to David. Chazal say, David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. We say, no, Chanukah Sabayis HaDavid, that since he was Moser Nefesh for the Beis HaMikdash, it's attributed to him. But we see from the fact that it's in the context of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Bais Ha'is David that it was Dafka the Shirim, that it was the songs that David HaMelech offered which built the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Bais HaDavid. That there's a concept that the Shirim, that the Mizmor Shir is what builds the Beis HaMikdash. We find this concept also in Chazal by the Yam Suf. Chazal tell us that when Klai Yisrael walked through the Yam Suf, it was split into 12 sections to accommodate all 12 of the Shvatim. And Chazal say that they saw the Tzur of the Beis HaMikdash on top of them. That the whole Yam was made into a Beis HaMikdash. You can imagine, they don't show this on the videos, but it wasn't just that Bnei Yisrael walked through aisles of water. That the water itself was made into a Beis HaMikdash. Imagine like an ice sculpture. Right? It was a water sculpture of the Beis HaMikdash. And they were able to see the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they said, Ze Keli V'Anvehu. They pointed, they said, this is Hashem, my God. So it says Targum, V'Evni Le'Mikdasha. I want to build him the Beis HaMikdash. Where did the inspiration to build the Beis HaMikdash come from in the middle of the Yam? Teretz is, they were walking through the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why the whole Shira concludes with that. It says, Tivi'emo V'Sita'emo Bahana Chalasa Machon Neshivtacha Po'at Hashem Mikdash Hashem Kon Yadecha. They had such kisufin and got going to build the Beis HaMikdash because they were witnessing the building of the Beis HaMikdash right in front of their eyes. How do you build a Beis HaMikdash out of water? What built that Beis HaMikdash? From the fact that it's in the context of the Shira comes to teach us that it was the Shira itself that built the Beis HaMikdash. It was the words of Asiyashi which built that Beis HaMikdash. That was the Neshama. So the Shirim of Klai Yisrael was able to take the water and to construct an edifice, a building out of water. That was the Guf. But the Neshama of the Beis HaMikdash was the Shirim of the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing is true also by the second Beis HaMikdash. That the second Beis HaMikdash was built out of the entire episode of Purim, the Nes of Purim. So from Purim comes along Esther and her son, and they built the Beis HaMikdash. Where did that Beis HaMikdash come from? There must have been a Shira. There is a Shira. Where's the Shira? Megillas Esther is a Shira. Right, the Gemara says, why is there no Halal on Purim? The Gemara says, Kriyas Zuhilula, that the reading of the Megillah, that itself is a Halal. And in fact, there's an actual Shira in the Megillah itself. We know that we read about the killings of Haman and his 10 sons, plus the 500 people who were killed that day. And it's constructed in the Megillah, it's written in the way, in the Tzura of a Shira, right? The whole thing is a Shira, the Gemara says it's a Shira. In fact, if you do the Gematria also, there were 500 people who were killed, plus the 10 sons of Haman. So how much is, right? It says the 10 sons, and it says Ve'ez, 510. Match your shir. Shin yudresh. But the killing of these 510 people created a shir of Hashem Yisbarach. And from that, Bnei Yisrael went ahead and they built the Beis HaMikdash. They returned to Eretz Yisrael and they built the Beis HaMikdash. Because whenever there's a shira, it lays the groundwork and it creates the neshama for the creation of the Beis HaMikdash. The truth is, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in Brachos, that every single day when we say davening, we have to be mechavim, keneged the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kaddish Kaddishim. So it's a bit of a pella. There's no Beis HaMikdash nowadays, so what are we going ahead of and facing there? Let's see, this can be offered anywhere. So the Teretz is no. Is that every single day, we're not davka referring to the Beis HaMikdash, which stands on Har HaBayis in Yerushalayim. We're referring to the Beis HaMikdash, which we construct every single day through the Shiras, which we say during davening. That's what the Gemara says. It's a halacha. La'olam yisader adam shivcha shel Kadosh Baruch Hu ve'achar kach mispalo. There's a chiv that you have to say psuki de zimra in order to be mispalo. Why such a thing? Teretz is because before you can daven, you need to build a Beis HaMikdash first. So, you're going to say there's no Beis HaMikdash. What's the point? Teretz is that the shirim which we sing, that builds the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't say davening without first saying Pesukei Dezimra. These halalukas, these Ashira Lashem B'chayayis, this is what builds the Beis HaMikdash, like we see over here. That it was the Boichim B'shirei Zimra, which the Mishkan was made out of. And that's what we say every single day. How do we start davening? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis to David. That's how we start davening. What does that mean? What we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But we're going to take these Shiras, which we're about to sing, and we're going to build a Beis HaMikdash out of these words. And we conclude with Yishtabach. What's Yishtabach? Havoichi b'shirei zima melech kelchei olamim. We're going to take these shirei zima, we're going to make a mikdash for you. So that's the Beis HaMikdash which we're bringing mechav into. But you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash to daven unless you start off with Pesukei Dezimra. So my room is also in the Tikkunei Zohar. Tikkunei Zohar says 70 different taiches. No, not exactly 70 on the word Bereshis. The entire Tikkunei Zohar is 70 pshatim on the word Bereshis. So the Zohar has a few ways of breaking down the word Bereishis. One of them is called Shir Ta'iv, that Hashem desired Shir. Shir Ta'iv is the letters Bereishis. Another way that the Zohar breaks it down is She'er Bayis. She'er Bayis. She'er is Lashon She'eris, like the leftovers. So between these two combinations, we have this concept. Shir Ta'iv, Hashem wanted Shira. She'er Bayis, and from the remnants of that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu built the Bayis. That's the remnants and Bereishis. So going back to our Kasha, there's no Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah, there's no Aliyah L'Regel on Yom Kippurim, there's no Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Wolfson says the reason why there's no Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah is because it's a different din than the Shloshah Regalim. By the Shloshah Regalim, you have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to you. That's why we say the Havi Yisim al HaKashi, V'simachtim Beveis Tvilasi, we say this psukim all the time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash is here. And that's why we do Hashtach HaVayas and Yom Kippur, even though we're not in the Beis HaMikdash. Because there's a din of coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's a din that the Beis HaMikdash comes to you. The only Yom Tov which we have, which celebrates Rosh Chodesh, is Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh Hashanah is a paradigm for all Rosh Chodeshim. That just like the Beis HaMikdash comes to you on Rosh Hashanah, there's a mixus of that, there's a shiraim of that on every single Rosh Chodesh throughout the entire year, that there's a din that the Beis HaMikdash comes to you. And that's the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh, that you don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem says, I'm bringing the Beis HaMikdash to you. And that's why we offer on Rosh Chodesh these halals. That it's a zman on Rosh Chodesh that the Beis HaMikdash comes to us. And we build that Beis HaMikdash through the Shira of Halal, which we sing on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, the halal is not just a din and halal of Rosh Chodesh. It's a din that every single halal which we say has a construction of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, along these lines of Aboichi v'Shiri Zimra, so we have to understand that how precious it is Shirim Takadosh Baruch Hu, that out of everything which we offer, all the mitzvahs which we do, just like David HaMelech was the chosen one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichi b'David Avdai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses also, he's Boichi b'Shiri Zimra, he chooses that. That's what's most precious to him. So when you have a kibbutz like this, even though it's a small kibbutz, it's a little bit of a shiraim of the chevra, but when we come together and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Rosh Chodesh is chavav to us, Halal is chavav to us. We want to make an inyan out of that. And I know it's only Shirei Zimra, but to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it could be more precious than all the davenings and the shiras on Shabbos. Because what it shows is that we want to give shira to you. It's chavav to us. And for that, especially a chavav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we let us hope that all the tefillahs which we sing collectively on Rosh Chodesh, Gans Klai Sabu Chamakam Shem, we should be zecha to see with our own eyes the construction of the third base of Midrash, Be'as Goyal Tzedek, Meher V'Meinu Amen.